Right, I think we're ready.
Are we ready to go?
Yes. Look at this. We have a technical guy on. Has he?
Magical Mickey. You see him there sneaking past. Look,
he's
there
our,
he is.
Our sound and lighting guy. Yeah. takes his job very seriously.
Oh.
Takes his job very
Talking
seriously.
Talking about a chaotic first week back.
Oh, my God. Wait, you see the bit that goes before this bit.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So this is a bit of chaos. We've blown bulbs.
Yeah.
We've gotten things backwards. For some reason, our script is back to front. Maybe it won't be when you see it, but yeah. It's been a bit of a mad start on our first week of normal time back in the Classic Hits Towers.
Can I just apologise, first of all, for my dishevelled appearance, right?
Excuse me.
Because I'm not well. Now, I didn't make a big deal of it on the show.
You didn't actually. I was surprised with you. Like, you have a real opportunity to be shitting on, and you're not
taking it. I was trying to fend it off. But, I mean, you're lucky I showered every day, to be honest with you. But I couldn't face having a shave.
What you showered? That's more than I did. there's no point in showering coming here at the moment. It's like a million degrees.
To be fair, yeah.
The studio, the air conditioning is broken. And, grand, okay, I've showered in the morning. But I mightn't need to bother. The smell of feckin' hay off me from the...
It's weird. It's like walking
BO
into a...
Because of the heat.
A greenhouse or something.
It really is. It's mental. I'm wearing shorts next week if it's like this.
If the Christmas tree had still been up, it would have been growing at this stage.
I mean, my back is fucking wet, man. I have a wet back. In January, back.
I don't know what the hell is going on with it. The man with the overalls came and looked at it or whatever, and then he went away, but nothing changed.
I think they got in some fella who was a carpenter because he was cheaper or something to walk around and look at the air conditioning.
It's a bit like your favourite joke of all time. It's like they got that duck.
The talking duck, yeah. Yeah, there's a radio station over the road there with broken air conditioning. would you not see if they want you? And the talking duck goes, well, what would I want with a carpenter? It does have that all
I'm
over
you. It has that. But anyway, so this is it's officially our first after show.
Of the 2020s, of the decade.
Of the roaring 20s.
Yeah, so happy new decade, everybody.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anyone saying that, but we should be saying that. It's only not very often we get to say it. So happy new decade. It's been a bit of a pisser now for the start, let's be honest with you. Everybody's having a crap one that I've met.
Yeah.
Because once you get past the small talk, what I've noticed this year is... It's one of those things, you go, how'd you get on? Yeah, Grant, it was your Christmas. Yeah, not so bad. You know yourself, Grant. How was your year? Good, yeah. So what are you doing? You know yourself. And then everyone starts moaning.
Yeah.
And then you realise nobody's having the best new year.
And I'll tell you something, the thing about you, because you were sick before Christmas, weren't you?
I had a really bad one.
I don't know what you had. I'm not sure what you had is what everybody else had. Because I was about to say, this is the most sick Christmas I've ever known.
Yeah.
I've never known so many people.
To be down with
I mean, everybody had something, right? Now, yours, I have to say, you talked about your skin crawling and your...
Oh, yeah.
And all sorts of weird things happen.
Yeah.
I think you had some tropical, I don't know, something swam up you or something.
It was like an alien
invasion.
You see, we have very different attitudes to sickness. We may well have had the same thing. Just you shut the fuck up about it, and I never shut up about it. So maybe that's all it is. Maybe you're just like suffering, oh my God, I'd rather be anywhere else here. But I come in, and I don't think it. I just see you open the microphone and go, what's the stories of the day? And I go, I haven't read them. I'm too sick, Jim. I'm dying. And that's the show for a week. And I just never stop talking about sickness.
But I indulge it
so much that it doesn't go away, really.
But I mean, I've never known anybody outside of a hospital to talk about their skin crawling.
Well, my skin was crawling,
That's the weirdest
thing. Creepy, crawly skin and everything, yeah. It was like, and getting the chills.
What does crawly skin feel? Is it like something's on it?
Do you never get crawly skin crawling, no.
Well, when would you get it?
Well, you'd be sitting down all roasting and then all of a sudden you get this shiver. It's like... crawling up your back. It's like a chill crawling up your back.
Oh, right.
And you can't get rid of it. And it's not cold. It's something else. It's an old devil of a bastard. No.
I tell you,
I don't know.
Alien invasion.
And then I was doing them coughs.
Body snatchers.
Where I was starting to whinge after and was coughing so much. Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Are you lying in bed? And then eventually,
at night time.
Eventually they're not
coughing
anymore.
Poor Yvonne is suffering terribly with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your other half. Yeah. At least I'm in the gaff of my own. But I was doing them coughs.
You don't want to cough, but you're still trying to clear. And you start doing that
pipe.
Stop. No. And I said, what are you doing? I was trying not to disturb you. Well, you didn't do a very fucking good job.
Yeah, you can see the hate. You can feel the heat coming off someone else hating you, can't you? When you're sitting there going. And you start going, yeah. You know that's like, there's
nothing. And everything annoys you. You get like, the slight, you know, you think you get yourself comfortable, right? I've had a good nose blow and a good cough, and I'm right, I should be grand now. And then you get that bit dry.
Yeah. Or you take one sniff and about half a litre of shit comes into your face. Oh, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. You have to get up and spit it out. You're like, Jesus. Oh, this is what it's like. This is my life now. How am I going to live like this? You know, you think you're never going to get better and all.
Oh, it must be the end. This is probably the end.
Yeah.
This could be the end for me, I'd say.
This is what being middle-aged is like now. Isn't it? A runny hole and a nose I can't control.
That is, I'd say, I'm sorry, but that is actually true, though.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, we never, ever spoke about anything being wrong with you.
No.
Until you hit.
Middle age.
Absolutely.
I know, definitely.
I mean, let's face it, we were bound to have been sick when we were younger.
But it didn't bother you as much. It wasn't in...
Could you actually remember a time, other than maybe being in hospital, could you remember a time where you had like a mad flu or a mad cold rotten when you were young?
Yeah, but it didn't.
Can you?
But it
can't
didn't
even
rehabilitate
remember
me though.
Yeah.
Like I'd be out, like, you know, playing sport and all. PJ, you're on next.
Yeah.
All right. You're grand.
You know, you've got blood coming out both your ears.
No worries. And you're just like snot rocketing all over the pitch. You know what I mean? I'm blowing out, snot rocketing all over the place. What's wrong with him? Oh, he's sick. But you still did everything.
Yeah.
It didn't debilitate. Or get into the middle of your day. At all.
Yeah.
At all. Now people say, what's your hobbies? You play football. You said, my hobby. I'm 45. My hobby's going to the toilet. That's my hobby. My hobby. Yeah. I hang around toilets. I never know what I'm going to need. That's
and
my
other,
hobby.
My other hobby is recovering from illnesses.
Yeah.
That's something I do.
I spend 3 months of the year going like this. I'm backfiring. And then I spend the rest of the time hovering around the toilet. That's what I do.
Well,
I can't. You know, people go, imagine people
For anybody who...
climb a mountain. People, if you want to go for a hike, how long is it? 3 hours. I can't do 2 hours and be away from the toilet.
On the way.
What happens if I need a shite after an hour and a half? What's going to happen then? Are you joking? I'm 44, 45 in a few months. I can't be
I'm just thinking,
with that.
If anybody young enough was mad enough to watch this or listen to us, that would be extraordinary. Like, if there is somebody who's mad enough to be in their 20s listening to us, they must think, gee, what an outlook.
Must have done what?
I mean, I don't know if I want to live to be that age.
Or else they'll laugh and go, yeah, I'll never be like that. You will. You will. Oh, you will. I used to go cycling. Used to love me cycling. 4-5 hours at a time, all around, you know, around the coast, North County, Dublin, and up to Wicklow and all that. I could never do that now.
No.
Should I be I get to town?
Yeah.
Should I be bursting for cracker, the jacker?
To be honest with you, every time you get out of the car, the first thing you have to do is go for a piss.
Yeah, I'm always be like, where's the toilet? On the fucking way!
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what is that?
The other thing as well is, cold affects you different
it
now.
It does, yeah, yeah.
You go, you leave your house to go, oh no, there's no milk. Right, I'll nip down, I'll walk down the main street, I'll get milk. So you nip down and you come back and the first thing you have to do is go to the Jacks.
Go to the Jacks.
The cold has made you want to have a wee.
Sure, I was in my ma's the other day, right? And I was about to leave and I opened the can of Coke. She goes, don't drink that before you get in the car. I said, what? She goes, don't drink that before you get in the car. I'm like, I'm grand. I'm only after going for a slash. I should know better. Now, it's literally in the middle of the day, it's probably maybe 40 minutes door to door from me ma's to my house. Right,
okay.
40 minutes. She goes, don't drink that. You're getting into the car. So I'm thirsty. She goes, there's some water on the table. She said, that's very cold. You'd be bursting for a slash if you drink that.
Oh, my God.
I got up the end of the fucking... I got 3 minutes up the road in traffic. I need a piss. The drink was too cold. It didn't. My kidneys didn't like it.
I just think it's very cold. That your ma is still having to say, have you been to the toilet?
Yeah, have you been to the toilet?
Don't drink that before you go in the car.
You don't drink that before you go in the car.
I'm 44, man.
44, I know. I wouldn't have said it to you when you were 7. I couldn't get you into the Jacks when you were young.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get you out.
Couldn't get you off the street playing football to go in and go. When's the last time you went to the toilet? I went last year.
Yeah, I went on Tuesday. I had a huge dump on Tuesday. Now it's like, you know.
That's amazing. You're mad.
Don't drink. That's very cold.
You know the way you are.
You're going to sit down now and your body be in a funny shape and the cold water's going to get your bladder and your kidneys and you're going to need to go. And she was right.
Oh, man.
She was right. I didn't get 30 seconds up the road. I could feel the surge.
I never thought I'd be that person.
And then you go out for a slash. A thimble full of piss. It was bursting.
That's the thing.
Bursting.
Yeah, exactly. You think you're going to go waterfalls.
Yeah.
And then there's like a...
I remember having to do... Remember you were all slagging me in here and you had me Willie tested officially by the doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like we were... When you're having your issues. Men health sort of angle to it.
We were saying, we were being all serious.
Yeah, never. Don't be afraid. You know, if you've got something wrong with your plumbing, lads, or you're worried, not even wrong, if you're worried about your plumbing,
check it out.
For whatever reason, don't be embarrassed. There's actually nothing to it. Yeah. You were all laughing. You thought it was going to get the...
I thought you were going to the old...
The doctor's... finger in the hole. Yeah. Never happened, thank God. Well, whatever, thank God. I've had it for something else. It's not even that big a deal.
Yeah.
It's just slightly weird feeling.
It is a bit, yeah.
Followed by just don't look the doctor in the eyes. It's grand. So I had all that before. But we went in to do this and I remember she said, you have to come in for a pressure test, which are wee. Right?
Which means you have to drink 2 litres or something.
Well,
or
of course, me being a man, I took this as a challenge.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bleed and blow the cone out of this jacks when I go in here. I'm going to blow the cone out of this, Jax.
Right.
Sure, I was in Beaumont Hospital. And you forget you have to wait and all. You know, like you have an appointment in a hospital in Ireland at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, if you get in before half
and
three.
And they got AM or PM says, well, we'll see how we can do. You know, we'll fit you in between them. You forget. So yeah. I was like, so I'm there and I'm saving up me wee. I was like, this is going to be a good one now. I think I had a couple of Smittics the night before and all. I was like, it was flaming. Like a pain, like, you know, and the water belly and all of that. And then just slashing through the day, but then it was burst and went in and sat in the waiting room. I was like, practically tying a knot in me Mickey. I went in and did the piss and I was like, and I thought to myself, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there, oh my God, look, I mean,
that,
really...
that came way up the bowl.
It was one of those ones that when it was coming, my legs went to jelly and all. My knees got all weak because of the relief of it. Yeah.
The aftershock.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
It was pulling you in with it, wasn't it?
It's like, you know, the way, like, you know, if you have a weight on your shoulder and you throw it off and then all of a sudden you feel like you're real light. Like you've suddenly got power steering. I suddenly had power steering in the flute. And I was like, this
BJ,
is amazing.
BJ was like they'd let an air out of a balloon. He was all around the room.
And then she comes into me and she goes, right, thought she's very low pressure there.
Oh my God.
I was there. What?
That was my best shot.
I didn't have the nerve to tell her. That's the best one I've done since I was 22. Like, really? And she goes, yeah, not a lot of, not a lot of it and very low pressure. I was like, why is she basically telling me I've got a drippy tap for a week? Really? I was there going.
I
thought I did well.
Yeah.
But the weird
thing about it is, they're obviously talking about it totally objectively from a medical point of view.
Them,
whereas we take it as a sort of
an insult,
slight on your manhood.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It wasn't like a fire hose thing, no?
Yeah. And they go, maybe the martyr would be impressed. Maybe I'll take me Mickey down the martyr. Hey? And we won't give you our business.
I don't have to come here to have my Willie insulted.
I can go to a private hospital and get a medal on me, Mickey, for doing a slash at all. And here's you insult telling me I've got a weak Willie. I give you weak Willie the stadium. You don't even have a Willie and you're giving out your mind. I know, yeah, you're right. It's such a man thing to do.
Take it as a personal slight.
Yeah, well, walking home and I'm just thinking, don't mind her.
Yeah.
Talking to me crotch, don't mind her. Picking on you. Did nothing wrong. You did grand. Grand, you're not going to make any movies, but you did fine.
Yeah,
you're not going to be casting any blueies and
Jesus Christ.
Whatever. But you're able to slash along with the rest of them, aren't you? I think she affected me, though. Because
Now
I get stage fright, and I never did before. You know, I'd be at Crow Park and all.
Yeah.
And you know,
that's normal.
Now, see, if you and me go to the Jacks,
that's
right?
Normal.
And we're having a slash and chatting, no problem. Say if there's 5 of us, no problem.
Yeah.
See if there's 300 lads, and we're all rushing.
No.
And there's a queue behind you.
Queue behind.
And you've got,
that's
and then your
the
arms
secret.
Are slightly pressed in from the people, and you can feel the little wee spray from them and all hitting you on the legs because your shorts are on in the summer.
Yeah.
I'd be standing there going...
Yeah, come on, not now. Yeah, but it's the queue. That's what it is. It's the amount of people waiting.
Yeah,
because you know everyone behind you is going, "Would you hurry the fuck
up?" Then you think, "I've been standing here with nothing coming out for about 5 minutes. Somebody's noticed."
That's the problem. Because you're waiting for a smart remark.
Yeah,
so I'm having a problem.
Do you want me to give you a talk there? You're like, "I leave you alone. I've had enough from the nurses. I don't need you getting on top of this now as well.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I hope, there, like, hope nobody ever says that to me.
Oh, I tell you. I tell you, I've pushed harder trying to get Wii out in Crow Park than they ever did when people's cars broke down. It's shocking.
Yeah. Do you want me to turn a tap on for you?
Yeah, no, thank you. The 50 under, the 300 and other lads leaking all around me is enough to be worrying about.
It's like the
much.
Way that lad that goes into the cubicle always gets slagged. Do you ever notice that, lad?
Yeah, yeah.
There's always a lad who'll choose to go into the cubicle rather than the urinal.
And 8 extra urinals, and he'll come in and look at you and go, nah, no, he's too weird for me. I'm like, what's wrong? Do you actually think I'm going to get on my knees and stare your willy in the eye? What do you think? What's going on? Go for a piss like a normal man. What are you running in there for?
But I'm saying if there's a queue and a lad does that, though, he'll get stick for it. It'll be like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
bit embarrassed, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I told you, if there's a queue, I was talking. That happens to me regularly. I'd be having a slash on my own. Someone walks in, hell yeah. And he walks into the... I'm like, am I really that weird looking?
Maybe he gets embarrassed. Maybe he thinks, I'm not going to compare dicks with a celebrity.
What else he thinks I'm doing? I got a hidden camera in me willy. I got to be like, doing videos.
Pointing it around the place.
Shaking me willy around going... Hidden. How are you doing? Talk to the willy, because the face don't want to turn.
Oh, sweet God. Jesus.
Anyway, this is the most disgusting start to a decade of a podcast ever.
My God. A truly sick podcast, that has to be
thank
said.
Thank God for that.
Right, thanks for listening, folks.
Let's start as we mean to go on. Willy's in for the lads. And don't let anybody call you a drippy tap. Sorry, ladies. This podcast was not meant for... Well, it actually wasn't meant for anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know something? I don't think my therapist would want to listen to this bleeding thing.